At the academy, they worked well together and had fun doing it. After graduation, they teamed up for a string of successful projects. Tyler was the logical choice for McKnight's executive officer. A few minutes later, they were on a path in a pine forest. A light breeze eased the heat out of the Georgia sun, and the pines whispered to them as they walked further into the woods. McKnight glanced back in the direction they had come, then at the trail ahead. There was no one in sight. He pulled a form and a pen from his pocket and handed them to Tyler. "First the paperwork, Lieutenant. What I'm about to tell you is top secret and cannot be shared with unauthorized personnel, regardless of whether you accept the assignment. Is that understood?"
"Yes, sir."
"Good. Sign the paper." Tyler signed and handed it back. "Very good, Lieutenant. They've asked me to assemble a team to plan and execute missions using a new technology. The size of the team is fewer than 10, including 2 civilian scientists. I'd like you to be my exec for operations. I need a mission planner with leadership ability, and you're it. The rest of the team's still under construction, except for one scientist. We'll be reporting to General Drake with oversight from Senator Lodge." "Working for the Dragon would be good."
"Oversight from Lodge? That's not so good. He's my senator, but I didn't vote for him. He's a damn crocodile. I don't trust him."
"Lodge is the general's problem. We're the grunts. Our job is to execute."
"So, what will we be doing?"
"This team is called the Hero Project." Tyler rolled his eyes. "Yeah, I know. Stay with me, Lieutenant. HERO stands for Historical Event Research Organization. In a nutshell, we're going to be researching and validating historical events. Here, let's take a load off." They sat down on a wood bench alongside the running trail. McKnight looked across the path at a dogwood in full bloom and a bank of azaleas in unrestrained spring glory. Bumblebees hummed in and around the flowers.
"If you're trying to sell me on how exciting the project will be, you're failing miserably.
Sounds like we'll be spending the next few years in the library and on the net writing papers."
"Doesn't sound like fun to me. Is there something I'm missing here?"
A thin smile formed on McKnight's face.
"Well, Lieutenant, I dare say we'll be doing paperwork. I didn't mention libraries or the net."
Tyler scrunched up his face. "Then how? No library, no net. Where's that leave us? Interviewing elderly witnesses?" McKnight shook his head, waiting for Tyler to make the leap. Tyler sat on the bench, his elbows on his knees, his hands clasped together and his head down. After a moment, he looked at McKnight.
"You can't be suggesting what I'm thinking."
"He's getting there. And what is that, Lieutenant?"
"Nope, I'm not going to say it. I must be missing something."
He paused.
"All right, how do we witness an event in the past? We don't have the technology to..."
"Wait, you mentioned a new technology, didn't you?"
"I did." McKnight allowed himself a little smile.
"One last hint. You took physics at the Point, right?"
"What, of course."
"Mm-hmm." Tyler stared at him. His eyes narrowed and darted around. He resumed the position with his elbows on his knees and his eyes on the ground.
"Who's the scientist?" he said without looking up.
"Robert Astolis. He does research at MIT.
"I'm familiar with him. I read a white paper he and his family wrote last year about interstellar propulsion. Son and grandson, I believe, all with the same name. Let's see, Einstein related speeds close to the speed of light with time slowing down. Nobody has proved that wrong. And gravity is not a force, but a distortion of time-space. Everett validated that."
Tyler sat up straight and looked McKnight in the eye.
"Astolis invented time travel?"
"Bingo."
"Well, I'll let him share the specifics with you, but that's the bottom line.
Interested, Lieutenant?"
"Are you kidding? Who wouldn't be?